Our next item is from the Library of Congress. A commitment to accessible books. To present this, we have the Associate Librarian for Library Services of the Library of Congress, who has been with us in the past and has returned to this convention to talk about how committed the library is to bringing books to blind people. Here is Roberta Schaefer.
It's an absolute pleasure to be back with you. I just love this conference. I learned so much, and I am inspired. And of course, Cassie's talk inspired me. I was a little worried when she started going to the Jeopardy questions, though, because that's usually the librarian's domain. So as you know, though, yes, we all need to be inspired by mentors and parents and each other, but it's also the access to knowledge that serves to inspire, not only inform, but often inspire us, spark our imagination, and enable us to be innovative and to look at new ways of solving the world's problems. And the Library of Congress sees its mission very much tied in informing, inspiring, sparking imagination and innovation for everyone, and not excluding that opportunity to access the world's knowledge. And indeed, our program, the National Library Service Program, is indeed designed in many ways to level the playing field of access to knowledge. So in the last year, I think we've had a number of successes, despite the fact that, as all of you know, the federal government has cut back substantially on a number of programs. And I wanted to quickly go through the general programs and then quickly go through some of our successes. So bear with me. I know we're a little bit behind the clock. We've started a very innovative new program this year to bring people into the library to create a better workforce pipeline for all aspects of the Library of Congress. This program is called Knowledge Navigators, and I hope many of you will take advantage of opportunities to actually come to the library and share your knowledge and skills with us through Knowledge Navigators. We've also done a lot more collaborative programming in terms of our own resources. We're recognizing that the Library of Congress cannot hold everything. It's a wonderful myth that lots of people in the world think we have everything, and we try not to dispel that too much. But the reality is we don't have everything. We never will. We never can. And so we need to collaborate more to make sure that at least we know where knowledge lies around the world and we can at least provide access to it. We're also very committed to new media. We realize that while books and film and recorded sound have been a long-standing source of knowledge, things like social media and big data are also critical, and they cannot be excluded because they're difficult to catalog or difficult to control. And the next initiative is something that I know has critical implications for the blind community, and that is our desire to digitize much more material. And yes, that deserves a cheer. Now, in terms of initiatives that affect the blind community directly, first of all, I want to say how critical our relationship is with NFB. And I want to take my hat off to you and to your leadership for being phenomenally aware of any kind of legislative initiative that in any way could impact positively or negatively your interests. And I am always in awe of how quickly and how intelligently issues are taken to the legislators of our nation and presented in very, very clear ways. So please know that your voice is being heard in Washington, and it's very impressive to watch your team in action. for our part, we have, I think, a phenomenal standard that we have created over the many years that we have been in existence, both the Library of Congress and the NLS program, which is a little bit younger. And what we want to make sure of all the time is that we do not in any way lower that standard. And many times, as you know, there's pressure to produce quantity. But that must be quantity built on quality. And we make that promise to you. Now, we know that we have to expand our access, the access that we provide as a gateway to knowledge for you. We have about 2,000 talking books annually and about 500 Braille titles. And we need to find a way to share masters more. And one of the ways is that we have really reached out this year to publishers. Hachette has a new agreement with us, and we're hoping that we will use that agreement to leverage more engagement across the entire publishing industry. What we are wanting to do is not only increase the quantity, which we hear you want all the time, but and we are, as I said, committed to the quality. But the next big milestone, the next big hurdle, must be that books and materials must be brought to you as contemporaneously as they are brought to other communities. And so we intend to really push on that with publishers, and we hope that the Hachette Agreement will just be the beginning. We started our BARD program in 2006. We're expanding it. This year, we hope to bring many more materials in from our network partners and then centralize their access through NLS resources. We also heard today at one of our open houses that you are very excited about the inclusion of the instructional music collection, and we need to hear from you more about other discrete collections that will be of great use to you. Technically, we are working now in a sort of pre-beta phase with our BARD mobile version, and we are hoping to have the eye aspects of that out sometime in the fall. I'm being purposely bureaucratic and evasive here, so you won't have a date specific from me. And then the Android version, we hope, again, sometime in the winter of 15. But the biggest area that I really need your help in is getting the word out about the NLS program. Unfortunately, there are many, many more people who qualify for our services, but for one reason or another are not taking advantage of them. They're not exploiting their government entitlement. And we need your assistance at the Library of Congress in making sure that people know that this program exists, it exists for them, and to share your experience, which I hope is positive. Now's your clapping opportunity. And please bring more constituents to the program. And when you bring those constituents, make sure that they let us know what it is they need from us in terms of content and in terms of the way that they access the content. And I promise you that as far as it is possible, we will take that information and use it and make the program better. And I thank you so much, Dr. Maurer, for this opportunity to have the podium this afternoon and to attend the conference, which is always inspiring.
So, thank you very much for coming. And what I would like to tell you about the Library of Congress program, more books, more books, more books. Like to have more books. And we appreciate the books you've got. Let's bring on some more.